Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Great broadcast today. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Our two websites, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Power Hour Nation, Twitter, Power Hour Nation, YouTube. Just search the Power Hour Radio Show. You know about all that, how our channels got ixnayed, and we basically had to start from scratch. So that's a way to follow us, and you can see us on social media there. Or you can, of course, call the Power Mall anytime, 877-817-9829. If you have a question for the show, live broadcast. Remember, we're live. I know a lot of people listen on replay or listen, you know, on demand. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. That's the number if you want to call in live on the show. We're live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Remember that, Central. So, you know, if you're listening at 3 o'clock in the morning, don't call Todd. He's asleep. So, there you go. Great broadcast today. Uncle Kevin's joining us. Going to ride shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
The weather's getting nicer. That seems to lift my mood, certainly.
Yeah, it's the first time you smiled in over a month.
don't exaggerate. You're gonna,
at least 3 weeks.
You're going to make Bob in Kansas upset. now, this is another reason I'm smiling is because our guest today, Joel Carson, is going to be here, Straw Bale Gardening. And it's that time of year again.
Yeah, for the...
you can do it anywhere. You can do as long as you get wherever you can fit a straw bale.
Oh, that's bale. Right. Straw bale. Yeah, I heard them before. Yeah, put it on the straw and it grows.
Yeah, it grows great. You got everything
amazing.
Right there.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's pretty cool, actually.
I remember him.
The other reason, a new guest I've never interviewed, I think he was on with Joyce maybe many years ago. I met him in Houston. I didn't know him before. I am just absolutely thrilled to know him. I mean, this is the kind of friend you want in the world. I mean, this is one of those guys. Robert Scott Bell is here. He, of course, has his radio show. He's known throughout the country, throughout the world, really. He's a homeopathic practitioner. RobertScottBell.com is his website. We'll get to know him a little bit. Robert, welcome to the Power Hour.
Daniel, so good to hear your voice and be on with you since we first met in Houston a few weeks back, maybe a month or two now. I don't know how fast time is flying, but it's certainly good to be with you.
Faster than it used to. That's what it seems like. I don't know.
For sure.
You know, let our audience, let's get to know you a little bit. You know, I got a chance to spend some time with you, and it was just really fun, really neat to be around such like-minded people. Tell us about yourself, just Reader's Digest. I know you're a homeopathic practitioner. What made you get involved with that radio show? How did in the world did you become a radio host? Just Reader's Digest.
Sure. Yeah, well, I was raised pharmaceutically. I was in a medical family, and I always knew I grew up to be a doctor. Just had it in me from as far back as I can remember as a little kid. But growing up in a modern medical family with the ailments that I now look back on my life in Gen X terms, I was the canary in the coal mine with chronic disease after infection, after antibiotic, after steroidal and non-steroidal drugs, after inhalers, after skin rashes and infection. You know, just I was a mess, a medical mess. I functioned just like a kid, but, you know, it was the only thing I knew. And I was always met with medicine and doctors. And so as I was at university level wanting to go into med school, I realized at a certain point, with 10 years of allergy shots under my belt, so to speak, that I wasn't getting better. And I asked the doctors point blank, will I ever be well? And, you know, I'm about 18 or 19 years of age, and they admitted to me they don't even know why I'm sick, don't know why you have your allergies, but here, keep taking these drugs, keep taking these shots, and go on from there. And I think they saw the disgust on my face at that point, because these guys were the experts, right? And they said, they don't know why I'm sick. I was like, why should I even be here doing what you tell me? And their response at that point, I seemingly think that at this point, looking back, it was a last-ditch effort to keep me in their fold. And they said this, one day, maybe, because there's hope for you, there's one day maybe you'll grow out of it. And I thought, my God, you went to medical school to be able to tell me that?
Grow out of it.
Just, right.
Jeez.
I was just, you know, yeah, the disillusionment was on. At that point, I was like, I don't know what to do here, but I don't want to do what they do to me, right, to other people, because I was not, you know, I was always drugged. So it was years later where God answered my prayers. It wasn't a miraculous lightning bolt from the sky that I said, God, if you want to strike me down and make me better that way, I'll take it, right, fast and easy, right? It didn't happen. I had to get grounded in spiritual principles to learn how life works. And then many years later, 4 or 5 years later, I met a homeopathic doctor who had immigrated to America from Belgium and studied with him for over 10 years, became a homeopath in the way he used to, and eventually started a show in Atlanta with him on, it was known as WGUN at the time, the Big Gun. It was a 50,000-watt Christian talk station, and it was so popular, we ended up getting syndicated, and then it just grew from there, and I took off in 02. You know, so I've been basically on the radio since 1999, so this is my 21st year broadcasting. It was all the things that you're not supposed to be able to do, especially with the kind of information I've been delivering for many years. And I used to appear regularly on the Savage Nation and Jerry Doyle show, some cool folks that I've connected with over the years. But now, you know, media has fully outgrown radio exclusively, and we're doing, you know, video formats 2 hours a day, 6 days a week through Natural News Radio and at robertscottbell.com.
You made an interesting comment. You said you had to realize how life works. What do you mean by that, how life works?
Well, you know, when I realized that the medical profession, which to that point had been, you know, I idolized doctors and science and all of that, when I realized they really didn't know what they were doing, that I was being lied to at worst, or at best, people were ignorant and really spewed what they believed to be true, but was factually incorrect about my body, about the immune system, about so much, that I began to ask questions of if that profession, which is dominant in the Western world or dominated my upbringing, didn't know what they were doing other than acute trauma interventions to save somebody's life and, you know, last ditch effort. Outside of that, they were abject failures. Then what else could I be being lied to, or had I been lied to about? And I began to start pulling threads, you know, in certainly the political realm, but the economic realm. And you know, every realm that existed, I found, my gosh, the experts are actually a bunch of charlatans trying to deceive me and enslave me with wrong information through primarily fear as a means of control. I don't know if anybody's recognizing that today, but that was the starting point, was my body, my ailments, my illnesses. And that opened me up. And I think God doesn't waste any effort, right? If I'm suffering, it's not just to punish me for something stupid I'm doing. It's to wake me up. And so I realized that all of the suffering, the complaints I made, the God, why me? Why do I have all of these ailments and illnesses? I only told you a fraction of the things I had going on. I said, if this was to serve a great purpose to wake me up, boy, oh boy, I didn't like it at the time, but I look back now and I'm grateful, and I wouldn't do it any other way.
You're a very convicted person. I mean, I don't want to get too much into some of the personal conversations about your family and the way mm-hmm. you do things. And I just, you know, we have some common feelings and beliefs there, and we had a good conversation. Yes. Did you get that from your parents? I'm wondering, A, and then B, what did your parents say when you told them, well, I was going to be a doctor, but they're lying to me, so I don't want to do that anymore?
Right. Well, you know, my mom is from Israel. She's 86. She lives in Atlanta, and she's amazing. She's on zero drugs, and she's just bummed about this whole corona nonsense because she can't go out dancing. Right. That's what's bothering her. And you know, my dad was from Brooklyn. His dad was, you know, an inventor, and his company was bought out by the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company years ago. So it was, again, a pharmaceutical family. But because of all of that, you know, I again had the scientific upbringing. But my mom, who's a survivor, taught me to question authority, you know, to be independent minded. I give her a lot of credit for that. And so, you know, the journey that I had was not something that they looked at with derision when I made changes. In fact, you know, my mom's alive and well today at 86 on no drugs because of the changes that I made, and we all made, and we learned that pharmaceutical medicine, while can be used as a last-ditch effort to save somebody's life, the way they're using it today, they're actually creating more death than they're preventing, in a sense. So I was very supported in my journey, even though, yes, it was somewhat considered maybe counterculture, although not so much today, as people are discovering silver and selenium and all kinds of holistic things because they're so afraid of a virus that can't be detected by the technology they claim detects it. So there's a lot of my journey. Like I said, it didn't stop with medicine. That was the starting point. And then I looked at the political agendas and realized that we had been deceived, and that our founders were very prescient about the warnings they gave us about, you know, abandoning liberty at our own peril, right, and not defending the Constitution, which is a piece of paper, and they wrote on it, maybe made from hemp originally, but that those who would not defend it, you know, it's not going to defend itself, right? So there are a lot of things that expand it. That's why when I find principles that work, I see them deeply connected to spirit and to God, and I said, you know what, I can't live outside of those principles. I don't do cognitive dissonance well, and I don't take drugs like I grew up on medicines to kind of keep me from knowing it, like SSRIs or other antipsychotics. I don't do those things. So I had to confront those realities and say, you know, how will I live with this knowledge? And many people can't confront it. It's too difficult to see. They've been deceived and lied to about just about everything.
I'm not, you know, I don't want to get you, you know, backed into a corner to have it say something about a very controversial subject, mm-hmm. but I put this out there, and I've said it to a few people. I respect your opinion. I really value, I think you're a very intelligent, you know, you're a leading intellectual in this area. So I'm going to put this out to you and see if you see mm-hmm. this pattern. Sandy Hook, which happened, you know, 2012, 2013. What did or yeah. did not happen, I still don't have a straight answer, and people asked mm-hmm. questions about it, and they started to investigate. We had people on our show asking really pertinent questions. Hey, I went there, I investigated, you know, the librarian is telling me X, the police chief is telling me Y, you know, let's ask mm-hmm. some questions. I began to see from there, the censorship that came around that was draconian, was fast. Our channels got canceled. I mean, no, mm-hmm. do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're gone. And I thought, wow, mm-hmm. that is odd that the whole corporate structure, YouTube, the everything mm-hmm. came against that penny. Okay. I don't really want to get you to, I don't want to put you in a corner there to comment about that.
Sure.
But that experience. Now I looked at what happened with, or what is happening with the coronavirus, the COVID-19, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. You had Jim Baker, who had doctors on, talking about colloidal silver. Well, lo and behold, now a cease and desist letter comes from the Attorney General of New York. What in the world he has to do writing a letter to somebody in Missouri, I have no idea. The Attorney General of Missouri, I guess he made a phone call, whatever, then he picks up, then he goes after Jim Baker. They claim that he made claims, or they state that he made claims that the colloidal silver would cure coronavirus. You listen to the video. It's plain as day. Jim Baker asked the doctor, says, is mm-hmm. this a cure for coronavirus? He says, well, I don't know. We don't know. It's never been tested on it, but it has been tested on this, this, this. That's his exact words. And then the level of censorship and destruction and Facebook mm-hmm. closures. I'm like, wow, this is the same MO as what happened in Sandy Hook. This is... They must be really concerned whether I want colloidal mm-hmm. silver or not. I did you see that? Do you see similarities?
Yeah. Well, all right. The uniqueness of the Sandy Hook incident is that it happened in one location and that people could go in there and investigate and create different narratives or be receiving information that would create different narratives from the official story. One of my best friends this lifetime, who's no longer with us on this planet, Liam Sheff, wrote a book I think everybody should read called Official Stories. And he said, official stories are there to protect the officials. And it's a great book. It doesn't go into Sandy Hook. And I steered clear of it on my show because I knew it was fraught with immediate negative impact that was just laser focused.
Yeah.
Right. But the, you know, the reality of like the colloidal silver question you asked with Jim Baker. The problem with that, and I've been dealing with this because I've been in the dietary supplement, homeopathic realm for many years, operated, one of my best friends is Jonathan Emord, who has beaten the FDA back a world record 8 times in court. Doesn't matter, he wins, and the FDA still does what it wants in terms of prohibition of freedom of speech when it comes to non-drug substances and that they can reverse prevent, you know, cure, mitigate, et cetera. So with Jim Baker's scenario, since he has a product that he apparently sells or retails or distributes, freedom of speech is completely clamped down because they say you're profiting from the speech. Commercial free speech is different than free speech. Of course, it isn't. The founding fathers never said free speech is sacrosanct, except if you're trying to sell something. You know, that was not a distinction or delineation for speech. But because it's such a broad topic in terms of confusion. There are, you know, I speak freely about silver and its ability to stop viral replication, including RNA viruses. but I don't sell any product. I don't sell a silver. And because of that, if they were to try and cease and desist me for speaking, it would have to be an abject cessation of pure freedom of speech, not related to commercial enterprise of any kind. But like I said, with Sandy Hook, it was one specific area that obviously a lot of things were relying upon that, maintaining this agenda of removal of the freedom of the Second Amendment, which isn't granted a right by government to keep and bear arms, but by God, and protected by government, to limit government's action against it. And so we know that there is a very clear agenda for people that want to disarm Americans, because it's the last line of defense to a total tyrannical government takeover. It isn't about hunting. You know, that's nonsense. And again, the Second Amendment doesn't grant you the right to keep and bear arms. So there are distinctions here in regards to why that was fraught with danger and devastation to dissemination of information. And so we steered clear of it. We had to make a decision to say, yes, there are controversies. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't go and investigate it. But I realized to report on it directly was going to be just a no-win scenario, unfortunately. And I think we should be able to discuss even the undiscussable, especially those things. So the focal point on the Jim Baker thing, I don't think it's as related, because there's so much confusion about health and natural substances to recover health, that, yes, there are FDA cease and desist letters, but they're specific to product sales or distribution.
Well, let me interject. Here's how they're the same to me, or here is how I saw it the same. Because then right after that, Facebook, YouTube, you know, if you talked about colloidal silver and right. coronavirus, or you even talked about colloidal silver, they started canceling commercials. They started canceling videos about it. And so I saw,
sure.
yes, it's different. I really appreciate your answer, but I saw the corporate structure come out against that, similar to any, and it just struck.
Yeah. And your point is well taken, that, yeah, it still is in the censorship realm, and we shouldn't make distinctions like that. I just talk about the mechanics of that particular event and how they controlled it and jumped on it even more powerfully than anything pretty much that we've seen, to destroy people who simply ask questions or made what some consider to be offensive perspectives, right? But we don't have a right not to be offended. I mean, you could be offended by something. You could be disgusted by something I say or somebody else says. And that doesn't give the government the right to suppress it. But then we have the soft censorship of these semi-private corporations that have been given, granted, special privileges or immunities, like the Facebooks, the social medias, that are censoring messages because the corporate agenda is being, you know, somewhat curtailed in you know, some way, shape, or form, so that they say, well, this isn't the government censoring you. It's a private company saying it. But then again, they're making editorial decisions that don't make them a neutral pass-through, and somebody should challenge that and stop it immediately, I think. But in the meantime, yeah. I think there are people, and we're all trying to out-create the social media networks to say we can become less dependent upon them. But right now, they are a powerful means to get the message out, even with their attempts at censorship.
Yeah, the DOJ should challenge them. That's who should challenge them, the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. The reason I really kind of brought that up is now we're going to go into the question probably on everybody's mind. We got about 3-4 minutes before the break, so we can continue on the other side. As you look at this coronavirus, COVID, as you see how this has been rolled out, how this is handled, what kind of thoughts come to your mind?
Well, this is a psychological operation that has been decades in the making, or perhaps longer. And it goes back to Louis Pasteur, the corrupt criminal who was friends with the emperor at the time in France, who got all the accolades, and we lost sight of what was really happening as far as health and healing and disease and how it is created. And that is the law of the terrain, and that is Antoine Béchamp, the real genius in history in terms of how and why we get sick or don't. But the germ theory is a fear-based control mechanism or paradigm that says, basically, the mere presence of a contact with a pathogen, however you define it, germ, bacteria, virus, or fungus, results in illness, ailments, and death. When the reality is you can be coughed and sneezed upon, it doesn't necessarily mean you get the flu every year, because your immune system and your terrain, your whole body's function, is more important in determining vulnerability and whether it manifests and whether you get sick or die. So this plays out in a role where we have turned our views on spirituality and religion over to the priestcraft and the church of pharmaceutical or biological mysticism. We're talking about modern Western medicine. And if we worship at church once a week or twice a week, the rest of the week we turn our bodies and our kids over to these priests in this demonic church that says we can poison you to get you well. And the fear-mongering over this is because we've given up on our points of origin and recognition of how health actually happens, how disease or infection actually happens. And so it's playing out in the most powerful fear-mongering that is giving what our founder said we should never do, this idea that we would give up liberty for security, and then, of course, get less of both or none of either.
Wow, that was an excellent description of what's going on. Very biting. Does this keep you up at night? Or what about this keeps you up at night? What about it sticks in your craw the most?
Well, you know what kept me up at night was when I first learned of this. You know, when we talk about my journey, and you had asked me about, you know, when I began to talk about spiritual principles. When I first learned about the evil and demonic Luciferian agenda that does exist on this planet, and it competes, you know, for the souls that are here, that kept me up at night initially, because it's like, oh my gosh, these monsters are real. But what grounded me and got me past the not sleeping at night or cowering under my covers was, again, the reconnection to spirit. And the spiritual practices, and I'm someone that says, you know what, everybody's got their path in life. I'm not here to tell you what path to be on. I will just be a living example to the best of my ability for myself, my family, and for those who want to say, hey, how come you're not afraid? But the idea here is to recognize that fear is not of God, but it is of something less than that. And if you are being frightened to do something to alter your behavior, then it's somebody manipulating you, and you're not doing it necessarily for the true principles or the reasons that you can and have the ability to tap into. So I'm not afraid about this. I'm more afraid for my fellow man, woman, and child who are living in fear because they don't know these principles and how they apply, yes, to physiology, to our emotional bodies, to our mental bodies, to our political bodies, to our spiritual bodies, and that we must come back to those principles. However you get back to them, we must, because in that way we can see through the proverbial emperor being buck naked and dang ugly.
Buck naked. I haven't heard that in a while. I grew up in Atlanta. That's an Atlanta term. I can tell you lived in Atlanta.
Yeah,
buck naked. Not just naked. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Scott Bell, robertscottbell.com is the website. As you can hear, just what a mind, what a resource that we have. Very glad to have him on today. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned. More with Robert on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Talking during the break, Robert has an article, you know, things you can do, things to be aware of from his perspective, which is a very good one. He sent the article over to Catherine. Catherine can send out an email blast or put it up on the site so people can link to. So look for that or on the email blast, look for that link. Also, Robert Scott Bell, what the important things to do during this time. Very good. Of course, the Power Mall, that's where all the great products conglomerate, and that's where you can, you know, it's a big difference between buying something on Amazon and it's Russian roulette. You don't know if it's Chinese made or whatever. Or buy from the good guys. That's what Joyce always said, right? Buy from the good guys. Of course, OptiVita, vitamin D, the silver mist humidifier additive, astaxanthin with the DHA, the essential digestion, the vitamin E, the Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex from Global Healing Center, ProMag, vitamin B, potassium, selenium, vitamin E renatured, iron and molybdenum from Grown by Nature. Jason's going to be on here in a couple days, so we're excited to talk about all these products. Of course, Eye Complex CS, a lot of people had help with their eyes with that, protecting your eyes in this digital age, very important. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine to protect your cells to go with the cod liver oil, Willard Water, Dr. Rogers talks about the phosphatidyl, a right course oreganol, oregaresp, the colloidal silver. We're not like Jim Baker. Jim Baker stopped selling colloidal silver. We're not stopping selling colloidal silver. We're going to use it, you know, use it to feed it to your cat, whatever. We're not going to make claims about it, but you know all about colloidal silver and what you can do with it. We got a couple different forms. The silver gel that you can put on your hands that lasts 3-4 hours that gives you colloidal silver. So if you touch things, you have some kind of level of barrier, colloidal silver barrier on your hands. Awesome. The silver lozenges that go in the back of your throat. Purely C. The Chaga Max. Wow, we got all kinds of things today. That's enough for now. We'll talk about the rest later. Let's get back to Robert Scott Bell. ThePowerMall.com. We really appreciate your support, your prayers, your donations, all the above. This is where we get the fuel that drives the truck down the information highway here and pays for that shortwave bill. You know all about that. So thank you so much for your support, and check it out. And you're welcome for what we do. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Robert, the first time I ever met him, I didn't even really, I mean, that shows you how out of touch I am, with a lot of things. Because Robert is well loved, is first class all the way, has a fantastic show, as you can hear, is an amazing presenter, and coherent thoughts and putting together and thoughtful positions about health and about the world and spiritual practices. I had never met Robert until Houston. I don't know who invited you. I didn't know you. I invited some people I knew. Sherry Tenpenny had knew you, so we kind of had that mutual acquaintance and what have you. But tell us a little bit about what brought you to Houston and what were your takeaways from that meeting.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been at this, digging deep, discovering things ever since, again, my health challenges. And realized, you know, there was a whole other world out there that I never grew up knowing or was never taught. And it was similar to me that I got very interested in the origins of the United States of America and being the first government in recorded history to be founded on the defense of individual liberty, where sovereignty was no longer with the king or queen, but with the people. And I thought, wow, spiritually that aligns so much. If we are creations of God, why should we have a government go-between trying to tell us that we're less than that? And they convinced, you know, many people that we're creations of government, which is just blasphemous. And so I've been digging deep into the subject for many years, realized that things like the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 set us on a disaster course for, you know, total enslavement, bankruptcy, et cetera. And that numbering people, you know, like in Revelation talking about the mark of the beast, that it plays itself out. Now people are waking up to that reality as well and seeing that through vaccination and through medical IDs and real IDs, 2020, et cetera, that they are, in fact, numbering people like cattle and basically trying to limit your ability to move about the earth cabin without, you know, having paper, so to speak. And they're digitizing them, they're implanting them, whether it be in your chip or your phone or in your body. So these things concerned me for many years. And, you know, when I realized that, I had to live differently, which is, you know, part of the discussion of the undiscussable, but now more people are discussing it. So finding out that there was a group that was meeting together at the Brzezinski Clinic, which was amazing in Houston, and having other friends like Ed Group and others that were there. And, of course, our friend that has developed a supplement or worked with it for people that are at risk for heart attack or stroke or other things, and developed a powerful dietary supplement, also, you know, was really instrumental in getting me there and meeting with you. You probably talk about him, have him on your show all the time.
John Hewlett. Yeah, absolutely. John is a very good friend. Very good friend.
Yeah, so John was instrumental. I've known him for many years, and, you know, he knows about the show and what I'm all about. And he thought, you know, it'd be kind of good if you were there, too. I said, John, I'd love to be there if it's possible. And he was instrumental in making that possible. So shout out to John Hewlett for his support. And you know, so this is something I've been after for a long time, to get people together to talk about the fundamental principles that have been used or are not being used, and so that we're being played by so many. And of course, a big result of the focal point of that weekend was, you know, bringing it back to the localist of local levels, that our action has to be starting with us individually. And then, you know, as we move out from individual, from our family to the local community, through churches, reaching out to the local sheriffs that are the ultimate constitutional authority in your given counties or whatever, except with a few exceptions in the states. And so it's a lifelong pursuit, and the people that are around me, you know, have various opinions on how to get there. And I think we need to get together and figure that out more and more. But a lot of this seems to be either derailed or set askew for the moment or aside because of the fear of a virus. And again, I think this plays very much into our vulnerability. If we don't understand principles, if we don't understand the Constitution, and I mean this now not just of our nation, but the Constitution of our body, because we each have a Constitution, if we ignore it, we do so at our own peril and destruction. And so I see these things manifesting as above, so below, right? We ignore the Constitution on a federal or national level or a state level. Then, of course, all bets are off. The people in government will do whatever the heck they want with no recourse. And that's what we're seeing made manifest. And even prior to this coronavirus scare, in the same way, if we abandon our Constitution, our body, and we put genetically engineered foods in, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, vaccines, all kinds of toxic stuff, what do we expect the outcome to be? Vital health? No, it's an actual degradation, and we're seeing it generationally. As you know, 54% of young people, and you know from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, are now chronically ill, and we blame a lot of that on the vaccines that they promoted without double-blinded or placebo-controlled studies. So there's not a disconnect. I try to relate the body politic to your body, and if we don't know, if we kind of abandon the owner's manual, which we can find in our, you know, biblical texts, much less other holistically inclined vitalistic views of the body, then you know, our bodies are going to become less than that, what they were designed to be, as a conduit for us to spiritually have experiences and help and uplift one another. And in the same way, by abandoning our nation's constitution, we see the degradation of the body politic. And that goes beyond right-left politics. I hope you get the spirit of what I'm trying to relate.
Yeah, that's a fantastic way to put that. You know, you talk about principles, and I see a time of trouble or whatever you can relate it. Again, we can go right back to pathogen. So a pathogen is coming in contact with us. And so the principles that will help repel those or make us sturdy, I just don't see them in the American consciousness near as much. Certainly my grandfather's generation, certainly. But I especially the younger people, that American ethic that you've described several times, you've alluded to our unalienable rights, our connection to our Creator, mm-hmm. that we've been given destiny to really choose for ourselves, our dominion, however you want to describe that, the Declaration of Independence, that's the, what we all yeah. agree on, hopefully. That doesn't seem to be there anymore. What's your feeling on that?
Well, it's a function of propaganda and indoctrination. You know, I call government schools, indoctrination centers. In reality, teaching the glory of government, and you know, you must abandon God as source. Even though we talk about the founding documents, you know, acknowledging nature and nature's God. What does that mean? You know, principles that were laid down to each of us to follow, learn from, and obey. And we abandon that because we have been convinced that we are creations of government, not God. So it is a spiritual crisis. And, you know, I say this and I'm sensitive. Again, we have people from all religious views and beliefs and, you know, everything. So I always tell people direct, however you get back to that connection to spirit, it's a path that's between you and God ultimately. But the government and the people that love to use power and fear utilize government to dissuade us from that by convincing us we are less than spiritual beings. Now, a great parable, you might be aware of it, it was called We Come as Eagles, and it's the story of an eagle who was hatched among chickens. You know, the eagle lost the egg and was hatched among chickens, so it would scratch in the dirt with the chickens it was born with and look up at the sky at the eagle soaring above and say, oh, that would be so amazing to be able to soar like the eagles above. And, of course, all the chickens around him said, don't even think about it. You're a chicken like us. Keep scratching the dirt, getting your worms, and shut up. Don't even, you know, you're disrupting us. And, of course, that's what we
us.
See here. Yeah, well, exactly, because you're reflecting poorly on them if you then recognize that you were born to be that eagle, that you are that, and that you should soar above this nonsense, spiritually speaking. And so we have a collective consciousness that has gone into the darkness and controlled and manipulated by fear and misinformation and disinformation. And, you know, as much as I love people listening to my show and participating in with you, I would always direct people directly to how they connect with source, to creator, you know, that I am not a conduit to tell them what to do as much as I'm trying to live the best life I can based on what I've learned and experienced. And if it inspires others to do the same or better, that makes me happy. That's why I sleep well at night, because I feel like, you know, I'm not trying to control or disempower anybody. And it annoys me when people do, but I recognize why they do it, and they're lost a little bit, maybe a lot of it. And so how do we get them back? I'm not going to beat them into submission. How well would you respond to that? I want to inspire people to live the best life that they can, despite all of the scary fear. I call it fear porn, really, what's going on out there right now that is distancing us from creation, not getting us closer to it.
There was several points of discussion at the meeting in Houston. There were a lot of people there, ladies and gentlemen, that mm-hmm. well-known people that I promise you would know, who were there, and a lot of different opinions. Even among that room, there were differences of opinions and ways to go about things, what have you. You know, it became one point where we're trying to list enemies. You know, who are enemy? Who are we fighting? And Sheriff Mack stood up and said probably one of the most profound things of the whole weekend, where he said, it doesn't matter who the enemy is. Whoever is violating the Bill of Rights, that's our enemy. That's where we need to be united on. And as I really look at it, my feeling as I try to make sense of all this and where we can unite and not divide ourselves, I don't know of any other place that we can unite as Americans than along the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I don't know anywhere else we'd even have a chance. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I always try to make a bridge to where can we find common ground, right? And Ron Paul is a great example of this. You know, he would work with people that were politically opposite to him in many realms, but where he found that common ground, he worked with them. And in that way, you humanize the relationship and say, maybe all of those other things aren't as crazy or scary as I thought, because you begin to work with one another and say, wow, they aren't like pointy-headed aliens from another planet that we should be frightened of. So we've got to commune or develop communication and again, the community that stems from it, not by force, but by choice. We work together not because of a heavy hand of government threatening us if we don't, but because in our own self-best interest and to uplift one another spiritually, it is something that we are here to do. We weren't put on one person, one planet, one human, one planet. We were all here for a reason on this journey together. Now, the choice we've been given, and again, this for me, one of the most greatest gifts we have besides life itself is the freedom to choose, to make choices, and even screw up horribly, because I've learned the most from those screw ups, or even in ignorance, and so I'm grateful for them in retrospect. It's how do we find that common ground? And if we can bring people back to the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights politically, and I think you can find people left, right, and center will come and say, well, yeah, no, I kind of agree with that. And they realize how far astray they've gotten. Like if you're firing a gun and it's like, you know, a fraction of a degree off, you know, at 1 foot, it's not going to matter. But now we're 230 years out. You know, we are so far off because of that little angle off that we got at the beginning. We recognize that we've got to get back to that origin point. And that's why I like what you're doing, Daniel, bringing it back and teaching the things that are not being taught in government indoctrination centers.
Well, that idea, that ethic, that principle that you've described very good, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator. That idea is the American idea. America is not a geographic location. Mm-hmm. It's an idea. It's an experiment. It's a, mm-hmm. you know, it's a body politic of this concept. And that is America to me. And I think that people can get behind that. And that's where our strength is to deal with, you know, what we're facing now with coronavirus, because it's being used to erase, eradicate, or push aside that ideal. That's what I see. The you know, bit like Bill Gates. He talks about life won't be normal till we have a vaccine. Oh, just get a vaccine and everything's going to be just hunky-dory. That's straight out of his mouth. Obviously, that plays in the back of our mind, and that looms over our community, your audience, I'm sure, my audience, certainly. What's your take on the push for vaccines and as we come forward, the rubber meeting the road on that issue?
Well, it comes to that fundamental question of who owns your body, who controls you. I mean, if they can force inject you with substances, you have no earthly idea what's really in them. They might tell you, but who knows if that's even real. Then, of course, you have no sovereignty, if you will. You have no sanctity over your own realm. Therefore, you are a child of government, not God, right? At that point, you've acquiesced. If you're going to back down and go, well, you know, it's scary, I guess they know better than me. No, they don't. They're a bunch of buffoons that they're following the germ theory, which is not even an accurate theory to explain how or why people are sick or dying. And they don't have the technology to even isolate the very virus that they claim is being found in all of these people that are being presumed to have it or die from it. You know, I've covered articles on the science of detection through polymerase chain reaction, PCR. PCR is not an appropriate technology to determine an acute infectious agent, infectivity, or, you know, quantitatively the presence of this virus. And that goes back to Kerry Mullis, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist who developed the technology. So right back to source, he says this is not an appropriate use of the technology. So we are operating on a fundamental wrongs based on that we've given up our own autonomy and authority over our own bodies, and we've given up on the reality that there are principles that guide the function of our bodies, and that doctors, which may be good at certain things, are certainly not good at the things that keep us well or get us well. I mean, for goodness sake, they're the third leading cause of death. And it far, far outweighs on an annual basis the threat of the thousands that they say are going to die to this coronavirus, where I have argued that not one person who has died in this era of coronavirus have they validated that the death was indeed caused by the so-called COVID-19. And that's a factual statement. People get mad at me for making it, but it's a factual statement. I'm not saying people haven't gotten sick or haven't died, but I'm saying you put that on the death certificate doesn't mean they died of it. So we're operating on false information. We're operating on illusion conjured into existence by a bunch of wizards and warlocks and witches parading as doctors in white lab coats and stethoscopes. But they're really representative of a Luciferian agenda, and they are deceived just as much as anybody. If they mean well, it doesn't mean well for your existence.
I have, that was fantastic, by the way. I watch a lot of movies, and I've always been curious of them. And I have noticed in the last, I don't know, few years, you talk about Luciferian, the Luciferian doctrine, Luciferian agenda. Oh, there must be dark to have light. You know, they must exist. Mm-hmm. And Aries and Greek mythology, and that they're putting this more and more into movies. It's the control or the push seems much more in our face than it used to be. Do you see that change also?
Well, I think that we sense it more greatly because they've ratcheted up the fear and anxiousness and anxiety ever more. And of course, we have access to the 24-hour news networks ever more. And so the fear porn has gotten a hold of people. And, you know, as we redirect our focus away from spirit and spiritual things to the consciousness of fear, then we begin to say, well, it seems like it's more than ever. And true, there where you've heard this probably said, where attention goes, energy flows. So if we focal point on that, it kind of builds and builds and builds. And the few of us who are saying, hey, unplug from that artificial reality that becomes reality because perception becomes reality. So if you believe something, it becomes, you know, you are given the power of co-creation, it becomes true for you. And so we're manifesting that as a nation because seemingly the majority of people have bought into these lies. Now, I'm not saying that it takes a majority to reverse it either, because we know that at the founding of America, the United States, it wasn't the majority that said, yeah, let's go kick some British butt, right? Let's remove ourselves from the authority of the king. It was a small percentage that actually were aggressively going, you know what, we need liberty and we need
freedom.
You know. So, yeah, exactly. So I'm encouraged that as we can communicate this, Daniel, that more people will begin to unplug and go, you know, I'm not waiting for permission from those who have no earthly idea of how this world actually works when it comes to health and healing. I'm going to start living differently, becoming a living example in my household, for my family, for my community, for my church, my temple, my synagogue, wherever you go. And we must talk to one another. We must share our stories, and we must overwhelm the false mantras coming from media to help people get back to spirit and their connection to spirit. And then they're calmed by that relationship, despite the propaganda that will still be echoing long after they've connected to it for those people that aren't connected to it.
I find what you said about, you know, thought, basically the secret or law of attraction, it's kind of a semi-law of attraction description that you made. I find it very inspiring. I also find the people that I respect, you know, a lot of the people that meet in Houston, when you get to talking to them, they understand that principle. Do you have this problem? Because me being on the radio and we're talking about news, quote unquote, and it's almost like I get embarrassed, or you're almost forced to talk about this coronavirus all the time. And I feel like I'm just going down into the negative instead of talking about something else. Do you struggle with that also when you talk about a topic? Because it comes on my mind.
Oh, I joke about it on the air, too. I say, you know, thank God for my producer, Super Don, who scours the news to help bring the topics we're going to cover. And it was funny. We were joking on the air the other day. It's like, gosh, we long for the day when we get to talk about vaccines again, right? Because we've covered so much on vaccines on the show. It's like now it's all coronavirus, and it's like every day we got to cover it. But it's how you take those subjects and massage them into a new reality for folks so that they can see the other side of it. You know, they're looking at it from the lens of the people that want them to be afraid, and then you flip it upside down and go, look, this is silly. This is really stupid even. You don't have to be afraid of this, and here's why. And so in that sense, you know, I don't look at it as being negative, and I acknowledge that that is a potential pitfall if we do not stay connected. You know, and I keep repeating that for people to say, how do you do it? Just how do you do it? Do it. But yes, we need to acknowledge where people are at to make a bridge for them to come out of that fear funk or that state of consciousness that has them living and cowering in fear instead of being the spiritual eagles that they are born to be, their true origin and reality.
We got about a minute before the, can you go to the top of the hour past a little bit?
Oh yeah, I'm with you. I don't start for another couple hours on my show. So yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Let's, cause I got to ask you about vaccines. We're Joel Karsten, the straw bale. We'll cut in a little bit of his time. I have to ask you about vaccines more, but, I kind of lost what I was going to say, but what you said to me really resonated that, my problem is personally, I get angry, but see, my fight is not going into anger. That's where I struggle. It's like, I'll just get angry and want to fight something. And I got to kind of, you know, take that energy and then twist it and use it some other way. That's my individual fight. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are like that. My wife is not quite like that. Although she listens and believes this, women seem to deal with it in a different way. I don't know. Have you noticed that? I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, I struggle with this, and it's funny because I'll have discussions with my wife where I will just let loose. I'm like, she'll say, don't ever do that on the air. I'm like, no, I gotta unburden myself, right? But yeah, no, anger can drive us to the negative, but it can also be a catalyst energetically to do the opposite, which is kind of what we're doing, what you're doing. So yeah, anger is a human emotion. Don't discredit it. It can be helpful.
All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. RobertScottBell.com, listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.